Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Lili Nishmasimi Mirosi Rusmas Mordechai. What a day. Tremendous Siyum and Siyumim that we had last night and right now, going on right now. As I was leaving the home, pictures were coming in one after another. Over, I think it's more than 600 people registered for Siyumim, MDY Siyumim. Here in Mavet Shemesh, we had about 150 people, women, men, 150. How many? 180? 180 people here in Mavet Shemesh. Here's a picture. In the picture, you only see about 120. I guess people come in and out. No, the women, there are only about 20 women. Beautiful, beautiful. See them. We had a three-man band. Simon Jacobs donated Castel wine again, 24 bottles. That's the only way we roll, is with Castel, the best. When we do a Siyum, Kovet HaTorah, there are no stops. Then somebody, Justin Ivry, donated glasses for the wine and coasters, Fregnisht. Huh? Were they? A lot of them are missing. People took them home. Rabbi Sai, this is Chicago. And here you see a big, big, guest of honor. Anyway, guest of honor here in Chicago, Bensi Friedman, my partner, finally showed up. He does the daf since brachas he's been doing with us, but he finally showed up. Barak Shechter just finally showed up. How you doing, Barak? Wow. Raboisai, Muncie, New York. Over 90 people at the Siyum in Muncie. Unbelievable. I see somebody jumping in Zoom over there. I don't know why. He's all upset. Maybe it's from Muncie. Baltimore. It's starting to happen, Fishel. Unbelievable. Here's Baltimore. The Oilam in Baltimore. You know these guys? Beautiful. What else do we have here? This goes over here. This is Borough Park. This is, I don't know, what is this? Yeshua, what is this? What is that? Oh, it's the same place? Oh, these are the first timers that ever doing a Siyum in their life. Wow. This is amazing. Thanks for telling us. This girl also, first time she ever made a Siyum in her life. Unbelievable. Wow. Toronto, over 50 people showed up in Toronto. After the shir, you get your time during the thing. He thinks it's a one-on-one here. Dallas North. Yeah, okay, we'll stop the shir. Hold on. You're from Toronto? Okay, you want to see the people here. What's your name? What's your name? Tell the Oilam your name. Your grandson, okay. He's not there. Oh, he told you he learned the daf. You got him. Okay. I want to welcome all the new guys. Right as I was coming here, I got a text message. Close to 1,000 new mishtatvim, new chaverim this year. Over 1,600 gemaras were given out. So it goes without saying, in order to give out 1,600 gemaras, somebody has to pay for them. And here we have with us Rav Fishel Gross, who's a huge sponsor in the case. We have Murad Nakash, who's anonymous. We're not going to say his name. He's also huge. Akiva Solkowitz, F94, came in big. His name is on the front of the first page, or the second page in the art scroll. So, a tremendous Hakaras HaTov. It's an unbelievable thing what you guys are doing. Spreading Torah like this is unbelievable. I ask myself, why is it so many people are joining? It's not even brachas. It's the middle of Shas. We literally 25% into Shas. Yesterday we finished, or Friday we finished 25%. How is it and why is it? And the answer is simple. You see it all over. people are thirsty to learn Torah. They understand. And this is what MDY is built on. Ashloisha dvar ma'ilam ayimed. Al Torah v'al voida v'al gmilus hasadim. We have in MDY, we have avoida, we have two minyanim for shachris, mincha, ma'iriv. Gemilas chesed, like you've never seen before. The amount of chesed that goes on. Even this Gemara initiative is chesed, chesed, chesed. For people not only to donate from their money, but you have a guy in Hassan Al-Gans, you have Shlomo, Rosenberg? Shlomi Rosenberg. The amount of hours that man spent, right, Fishel? Many, many, many hours. To coordinate, to send out the Gemaras, what is that? That's chesed. The amount of money that goes under the table to people that are in need, and the nichum aveilim, and the bikur choylim that goes on. Chesed, chesed, chesed. And finally, we have Torah. Nobody argues that Torah, we say it every day, Eil Dvarim Shem Shir, the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. If you take these three things at the Olam Oymed, the number one, everybody agrees, the number one way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not the only way, but the best way out of the three to connect to Ribbono Shel Olam is through Torah. And everybody understands that. The problem is that people have issues. They had a bad Rebbe somewhere, they had an experience, or they just can't find the time. They're working too hard. They want to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam with Torah. And when you give them this opportunity, you show them that Torah can be fun, it's accessible, it's geschmack. Everybody's doing it. The other guy is doing it. You could do it also. And that's why so many people are joining. So, a few of the tips. I'm not going to go into all of them because we just said most of them 30 days ago and before that, every Masechta. But for the new guys, I ain't chum. The new guys, one of the biggest tips I could give you is that if you miss a daf, or two, or ten, or an entire mesechta, don't worry about it. If you have the inspiration today, you start today, you go today. If you try to make it up, that is the pitfall. That's why, if you think about it, why is it that the last mesechta we had over 1,000 people that joined us, and retention rates, based on the numbers that we see, is close to 90%. So many people are sticking around. Why? Because of this idea. They're going to fail. They're going to miss a daf. They're going to it's fine. Continue weiter. Just keep on going. And we say, my favorite saying, it's not about the daf, it's about the yoimi. We learn daf yoimi because we learn Torah every single day. There's no break. We're not learning 6 days out of the week and we have a day vacation. We learn every single day. We never learn two daf because it's going to be Yontif tomorrow or because it was Yontif yesterday. We learn every single day a daf. Even on Tisha B'Av, Matzi Tisha B'Av, even on Matzi Yom Kippur, every single day. Even after a wedding. So that's not about the daf, it's about the yoimi. And I want to share a personal story with you. I hope I don't break down like it did in the morning when I thought about it. And I was printing these pictures. My son, I have a 19-year-old son, who, by the way, gifted us. When he left our house, he gifted us a four-legged creature. I'm not going to go into it now because a lot of the new guys are going to run away. So I get cheered with a four-legged thing. Yes, it's one of the matanas he gave us, Baruch Hashem. This son learned in a yeshiva here that Rabbi Simcha Sussman was a yeshiva. Rabbi Simcha Sussman initiated a program to do chazara, and they took Masechtas Tainas, and they chazarded over and over. I'm crying, breaking down already. All right. Shem, help me. I get through this without crying in public. And my son Akiva made a siyum on Masechtas Tainus, and it was one of my proudest moments. And every daf, I have the printout of every single one of the amudim, every daf, he wrote his haras. I don't know if you can see, but it's there. Explain different words and different things here on the side, on the margin, in the thing. And it came at Kufa that my son stopped putting on tefillin. But he had this Gemara with him. Wherever he went, he slept his Gemara with him. In fact, I wanted to bring the Gemara here. So I looked around the entire house, I couldn't find it. And my wife said, no, he took it with him. It's with him in Los Angeles. Wherever he goes, he schleps his Gemara. Why? Because he was kind of the Masechta. He did Chazar on it. It became his. And it means a lot to him. So, I want to dedicate this Masechta to my son Akiva. It's okay. Let me show you. I have a picture of me learning with him, Masechtas Tainus. So, but you know, Akash Baruch Hu has his special ways of doing things. Without me convincing anybody, my young son here, my youngest, my 11-year-old Yoel, he decided on his own to start today Masechtas Tainus, and Bezer Hashem will finish, will be his first Siyum. And my second to youngest, Elazar, also on his own decided to start today Masechtas Tainus. He has two friends, Eli and Ami, that come to the shir all the time. Yoel has Mordechai and Yoi that are in his class and a bunch of other kids that he's friendly with the neighborhood. So Be'ezer Hashem, they're going to give me nachas. But the most important thing is to give the Rebbeinu Shel Olam nachas. How can you give nachas to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? More than this, than learning Torah every single day for 30 days straight. It's an amazing, amazing nachas. And you're lucky that Masechtas Tainus happens to be one of the shortest, easiest, most geschmackest Masechtas there is out there, with classic stories sprinkled throughout. So Be'ezer Hashem, Rabbi Isai, let's jump right into it. I'll take this thing now. Oh, you Akiva Rosh Tevis is Shkoinoi Lomoi Bisho Achas. Shkoyach. I know who that's from. That's probably from Rabbi Adler in the back, right? Okay. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Oh, yeah. We got to do sponsors. Let's see. Where are the sponsors? We have plenty of time. Masechtas Tainus is dedicated by the Kessler and Davis families. Rufu Shlema from Miriam Esther Bas Dvoira. Parnas HaChodesh. Bayoili. Lili Nishmas Dov Pinchas Ben Moshe. Lili Nishmas Ruchom HaChaya Frumo. Bas Toiv Pinchas. Lili Nishmas Echil Shragim Ben Avram Halevi. Parnas HaChodesh. Reuven Klein. My mother Nechama Bas Kolev. Yuda Shef. My father's 34th Yortzeit. Yisrael Ben Avram Yosef Boy Bayoim. By David Hirsch. Jordan Rinsler was finishing Rosh Hashanah with MDI. MDY, and is your number one fan. Daniel Hirschberg and Yechmiel Goldman for finishing Shas again, and Ari Zolden for returning to Muncie from Panama. Victor family, in honor of Hanan Siegel on his starting the Yom of the Rebellion, may it be Zoycha to finish Shas, amen. And by Yaakov Herber, Lili Nishmas, I'm sorry if the words are mixed up here. Hashem knows what is going on here. Lili Nishmas, Achi, Tzadok, Menachem, Ben Rav Chaim, Yosef, Avram, Oshizeli, whatever that means. Moshe Eli Rosenberg, in honor of Mayor Rosenberg joining the shir. Givaldik. Here we go. Gotta get together. Nobody's watching, right? So, when we say Shemoneh Esrei, in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, we say, Mashiv Aruach Moed HaGoshem, certain times of the year. And later on in Shemoneh Esrei and Baruch Aleinu, we say the same Talu Matu Lebracha. So the Mishnah asks, from when do we say Gvura is Geshamim? And as we're speaking, literally as we're speaking, it's about to rain for almost the very first time here. It rained a little bit the other day. But okay. Gvura is Geshamim. So we have a machlokes. Rabbi Elazar Omer miyom tov rishon shel chag. Chag is always Sukkos. From the first day of Sukkos, that's when we start saying mashiv haruach. Rabbi Shua Omer. Now, what does it mean? Mashiv haruach. Mashiv haruach blows the wind. Umoyed agoshem. Or geshem. According to the Gro, you say agoshem. According to most, you say geshem. The diktok thing. Some say it's the maskilim that put in goshem, but in fact, the Vilna Gaon already said it like that. Fine. The first part of it, Mashiv HaRuach, is not that important. The second part, if you miss the second part, that's when you have to say over Shemoneh Esrei, Moreh Ragosh. Miyonta v'achem shechag. Omele Rebbe Shua. Hoyel v'enak shomim elosim in klolo b'chag. Lama u'maskir. It doesn't make any sense, Rebbe Shua. Why would you say Mashiv HaRuach? Why would you ask for rain when it's a curse? The Mishnah in Sukkah, the famous Mishnah, says that when it rains on Sukkot, it's as if the Eved is bringing a jar of water to his master, and the master takes it and sprays it right in his face. We're making a Sukkah, and it happened to us like 2-3 years ago here in Eretz Yisrael. The very, very first rain of the season was as everybody was making Kiddush. Terrible thing. We're making Kiddush and it started raining. And people weren't sure, so they run back into the sukkah, out of the sukkah, let's do it fast, the whole thing. It's a curse. Why would you ask for rain when you don't want rain? You can't sit in the sukkah when it rains. I didn't say you should ask. So when do we ask? When do we ask? So that's what we have to understand, the two tefillahs that we say. The same talu motel of racha is asking. Mashiv haruach umoyed hageshem is declaring, is saying. We're not asking, we're saying. Kish Baruch Hu, he does a chesed with us and he gives us rain. It's a praise. It's a praise. Think about it. The entire world revolves around rain. Everything. Without rain, there's no food. Without rain, there's no clothing. Everything is rain. When they go to explore different planets, the first thing they need to look for is water. Can you inhabit this planet? Is there water on Mars? Not water. It's all about water. And we don't have the resources. You don't have the faucets and the different, in those days, it was all about the water. So we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the water every day. I'm not asking for it, he says. I'm just saying, Mashiv HaRuach Umoyed HaGeshem. What's the big deal? Why can't I praise Hashem for the water? After Sukkos. So then, why don't you say it every single day? Why is there a season that we don't say it? If you're only praising Hashem, so praise Hashem every day. Says the Mishnah, and we have to understand this. The Gemara is going to explain. Ein shoyalim esak shomim elo samach l'kshamim. The Gemara is going to be mivare this samach l'kshamim till Shmini Atzeres. Not Rabbi Yehuda Omer however lefnei atev biyom devachon shachag the chazan who's on the last day of Yontif, meaning Shmini Atzeres. Ha'achrim asker, who's the one that says mashiv haruach? The last guy. Meaning Musaf, not the Chazan of Shachar, so Achrin, the last one. Harishan and Imaskim, but Shachar is not. Gemara will explain. Beyond the Harishan shall Pesach. Harishan Maskir, Achrin and Imaskim. But on Pesach, it's the reverse. We're still saying Mashiv HaRuach. So we're going to say it in two up until Musaf. So therefore, the Chazan of Shachar says it, and the Chazan of Musaf does not say it. Says the Gemara. Tano hecha koy diktoni meimosai. It's interesting. Maseches Brachos is also meimosai, and the Gemara comes with a very similar conclusion that has to do with Bris Hoilom. Meimosai. You can't just pose a question without some background. Say, when do you say Mashiv HaRuach? Or who told you even say Mashiv HaRuach? You have to first say a statement. You're supposed to say Mashiv HaRuach, and then you ask a question. From when? You can't just jump in the middle of nowhere and assume that everybody understands what you're talking about. You have to first state the halacha. Says the Gemara, Tana, Hazam Koy. Perhaps it's all the way in Brachas. Now we know Brachas, 600 and, well, we started Brachas 679 days ago. But this particular Mishnah, 640 something days, whatever it is. It's a long time ago. So we had a Mishnah, imagine, 600. And if you're doing Daf Yomi, if you're in Yeshiva and another Yeshiva, it takes 10 years to get to here. So you say Halacha and Mesechta is Brachas. And 600 and something days later, we're giving you the answer. Tana asim koi diktani maskirin gvuris kshamim b'tchias ha-meisim. It says over there, ato gibar gvurais, and the Gemara is going to explain why we call gvura powerful. B'tchias ha-meisim. And that makes a lot of sense. B'tchias ha-meisim, because Baruch Hu could take the dead and bring them back to life. That's what Geshem is. He brings the fruit, the vegetables, to life. Humanity comes back to life through the rain. So it makes sense. It's right there in the middle of Mechaya HaMeisim. V'shoylem bebrikas Hashanim. This is all Mesechtes Brachas. And we say, v'sein tal matar. We ask Hashem, we beg Him for matar, for rain. Bebrikas Hashanim by Baruch Aleinu. V'havdala b'choinen adas. We say Havdala when we talk about Das. The Gemara in Brachas says, in order to be mavdil, in order to differentiate between something, you have to have das. And you can think about it a little bit. Look what's going on today in the street. These kids are being pulled in different directions. They watch different movies and they want to go over here. It looks geschmack. And you have to have das. You have to understand, look, this is a boire. This is all shtusim. That's das. And that's why we put in choinen adas, we put the havdalah to be mavdil. Ben Yisrael lo amim. That's what we say in Avdol. That's das. Tani may mazim askirim gvurz kishamim. And memeila. Finally, it comes over here, Masechtas Tainus, and explains that Mishnah over there. Says the Gemara, velisni hasam. Maishan the shafke adacha. Interesting. Without Rashi, I would say, why did you wait 600 and 40 something days or dapim to explain this halacha? You have a halacha, explain it. You want to talk about something else for a few daf? Okay, five daf later. That's not what Rashi says. Why is that Mishnah in Seder Zroim? And this Mishnah is in Seder Maid. It's in two different Zdarim. That's what bothers the Gemara. Interesting. Says the Gemara. Hello. Oh, you're right. We're talking, this is explaining something we just learned in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Nisnan, ubechag, nidoinim alamayim. Yontif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us how much water we're going to get this year. V'adid, tana, ubechag, nidoinim alamayim. Since we talk about water in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, it's very important. The judgment of water. So now we have to know, when do we daven about water? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge us about it, we have to have an opportunity to ask for it. Says the Gemara, "V'lisni me'imosim maskirim alak shomim." It's an interesting word. Me'imosim maskirim gevura is geshomim. Is that how we call it? We don't even call it like that. Gevura is geshomim. When do we start talking about rain? What's this word gevura? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, mepnei shiyordim begevura. It comes down with power. Not that it comes down heavy. It comes down through the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar oisig doylois ein cheker niflois emis. But the Marshal says it's another pasuk. You have to take off the ad and you put in ve ein cheker niflois ad emis. Hashem does greatness ein cheker. You cannot comprehend how great it is. Again, I'm going to say this because for the new guys, when it rains, for me, it's a sign of Hashem. We're so used to these things. It's like, okay, sign of Hashem. Reb Fishel was at my house Friday night. So I told him this vart. I'm not going to say the vart, but if you think about it, if somebody told you, you could take a dead body, put him in the ground a few feet, cover him, and it's going to decompose, and 30 days later, it's going to become a human being, a big, strong human being. and pound out of the grave and come alive. You say, Meshuga. Yet, if I tell you, you take this piece of grain, you put it in the ground, it decomposes, and it starts growing and pops out of the ground. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense? No, it doesn't make sense. But how did it pop out of the ground? Because you need the sun. And if the sun was a couple hundred miles this way or that way, it wouldn't work. And you need water. So it's pashut. Yeah, water. How do you get water? It rains. But how does it rain? Because you have all this water in the sea, in the ocean, and it evaporates, and it becomes a big cloud, and then it starts moving, mashiv ruach, the wind. It doesn't just rain over there, it rains over here. So it travels 100 miles, comes to my field. That makes sense? Yeah, it makes sense. It all makes sense. It doesn't. If you think for a second, it doesn't make sense. You see Yad Hashem and everything. Oisik doilois ein cheker. Oisik doilois ve ein cheker. It's beyond comprehension. Vinifloys ad ein mispar. And the nisim, without the, you can't count it. Uchsiv. So let me show you real quickly what's going on here, because this is one of the most interesting Xerushavas in the entire Shas. In fact, it's probably not even a Xerushava. It's mimicking a Xerushava, but it's out there. Because it doesn't follow any of the rules of a real Xerushava, but it's more like an Asmachta. Let's call it an Asmachta. It says in Eoiv, Ein Cheker. Okay, so it says Cheker. The following pasuk says hanoisim matar. So cheker and rain are connected. Now we're trying to see how does the word cheker, how does rain mean gvura? Okay, because in Yeshaya, when it's talking about the creation of the world, bris ha'olam, it also says ein cheker. Here's gzeir shava, ein cheker, ein cheker. And in a different place, in Tehillim, you see what's going on here. This is wild. In Tehillim also discusses bris ha'olam, and it calls bris ha'olam gvura. There's a Gzer Shava here to Eoiv. It goes from Tehillim to Yeshaya to Eoiv. And somehow, Cheker, Matar means Gvura. Okay, let's see inside. They already discussed. It's not a real true Gzer Shava, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai, which is typically two words. This is Ein Cheker here, Ein Cheker here. Just like over here means raining vura, over here means raining vura. That's not how it is. We're going to other places and finding other sources. We're going from Nevi'im to Ksuvim, which doesn't really work in Gzeir Shava. Okay. Uchsiv, hanoisim mata al pnei aretz. Aretz. Vishoylech mayim al pnei chutzos. My mashma. But at the end of the day, you still didn't answer the question. It doesn't say the word vura anywhere. Amar Rav Shila, asya cheker cheker mibriyasi shalaylam. I have Gzeir Shava, the red to the red, the cheker to the cheker, from the creation of the world. Haven't you heard? You didn't hear? You don't know? Hashem created the ends of the world. He doesn't get tired, he keeps on going. There's no comprehension to his understanding. Okay, good. So it says cheker over here. Uchsiv in Tehillim. Mechin harim b'kaychay, when he created the world, nezer b'gvura. So it says the word gvura over there. Umanala on the b'tfil. Okay, fine. I'm not going to try to understand this. They already asked the Rishonim. By Kibir Salim, there's other words also. Okay. Says the Gemara. And how do we know that you're supposed to daven for it in Shmon Esrei? The sanyo lahava is Hashem alaykechem ula'avde b'chol avavchem. You should love Hashem. And you should worship him, you should serve him, b'chol avavchem, with all of your heart. Eizu yavoida shibalev, what's a service in your heart? Havi oimer zu tfila. Avoida shibalev, tfila. The guy once asked the Chazanish, he said, every time I daven Shmona Esrei, my head hurts. So the Chazanish told him, you're doing it wrong. Tfila is from your heart. Your heart should hurt, not your head. What was the Chazanish telling him? Chazanish is telling him, if you sit in daven because you're forced to daven, you feel like you have to daven, yes, your head is going to hurt. But if you daven out of emotion, you understand why you're davening, that you owe so much thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it comes from your heart, then your heart is going to hurt. Then you're not going to have an issue with your head. Your head is not going to hurt you ever. Uchsiv Asrei, what does it say right after Avodah Shebalev? Vinosati mitar haaretz lechem b'ito yorei malkush. Anybody remember what these psukim are? Yeah, okay. It's mamish shneis. It's like mamish today's pasuk. We're going to say it today in Shacharis. Vinosati mitar haaretz lechem b'ito yorei malkush. So Avodah Shebalev, and then immediately afterwards, talking about the crop. Om Rabbi Yochanan. Gimel mafteichos b'yodi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shlenimsu b'yad shliach. There are three keys that Kadosh Baruch Hu has, and he doesn't. Official, look at that screen for a second. Okay. So the tour brings this, and it gives us a nice simon. If you're doing mizumanim, you're doing chazara, because the Gemara is going to say there's a fourth one. Mafteach is Rosh Tevis Matar Geshem. Parnasa, Tchia, Tchias Ameisim, and Chaya, giving birth. Mafteach. Okay? It's a nice one. Tur. Rashi entices both as the question. Tchias Ameisim, Eliyahu Navi did Tchias Ameisim. Geshem, we see different stories in the Gemara. They brought down rain. So Rashi says that no one ever had the three together. Even Eliyahu Navi, who had the key of rain and also the key of Tchias HaMeisim, never together. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you want rain? Give me back the key of Tchias HaMeisim. Then he gave him rain. Taisa says that it didn't last forever. It was a moment. It was a temporary mafteach that he gave them. Okay, so what are the three mafteachos? Mafteach shel geshamim, u'mafteach shel chaya, the key of rain and the key of childbirth, u'mafteach shel Tchias HaMeisim, and we're all Bezer Hashem, going to come back for Tchias HaMeisim. Avtech shekshom d'chsiv, yiftach Hashem l'chos yitzorah toiv, ez ha-shomayim lo seis mitar arz chobitoi. Yiftach Hashem, Hashem himself, not a shliach, not a malach, Hashem himself, is going to open up with the key. Avtech shechayim enayin, d'chsiv, v'yizkor l'gim. And this, by the way, Rabbi Yisrael, we just read yesterday in Parshas, in the Parshas, in Vayetze. V'yizkor l'gim es rochel, v'yishma daf beizam et beiz, eileo l'gim, Vayiftach es rachma, and Hashem himself opened her womb. We just turned to the basement bay, sponsored by Adam Vales, in memory of his mother, Avigal Gitelba, Pesach Vechava Rivka, sponsored anonymously, Schus, Vishal Tamar Chayo, Batsara, Tavrafur Shlem Bukarev. If you were here last night, you know who the anonymous sponsor is. Not because he wished to, but I don't believe in anonymous. Mafteach shel Tchias HaMeisim minayin. How do you know that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the key for Tchias HaMeisim, the Chsiv? V'idatem ki ani Hashem b'pischis kivirsechem. When I open your kvarim, your graves, who opens them? Who's going to take us out, Hashem? V'marav amri neretz Yisrael d'Yisraelam mafteach shel parnasa. Here. That's why the Torah says parnasa. The key of parnasa is only in the hand of Hashem. We all know the famous pasuk, and we all are mechaving. He's supposed to be mechaving by Pesach Yodecha. Rabbi Yochanan, my time, Eloi kochashiv laha. How come Rabbi Yochanan doesn't say parnasa? Omar lach, gishamim, hainu parnasa. Interesting. So what bracha in Shmoneh Esrei talks about parnasa? Huh? Baruch Aleinu. We say Baruch Aleinu for the farmers. Who cares? Let's go right there. No, it's for us. Baruch Aleinu is parnasa for us. Hainu parnasa. In those days, it was the fields. Today, it's real estate, nursing homes, lawyers, whatever it is. Hatzalah, I don't know what. But it's in Baruch Aleinu. Reb Lezo, Imer, Yom Tov, Rishon Shechag. Yibaylu. Reb Eliezer, Meichi, Gomer Lo. Why does Reb Eliezer say that you start saying Mashiv Ruach on the first day of Sukkot? Melulav, Gomer Lo. In order to get a lulav and an esrig, you need water. So we learn it from lulav. Or perhaps he learns it from Nisach HaMayim. What's Nisach HaMayim? Every Sukkot and only on Sukkot, the Kohen would pour water on top of the Mizbeach. Over here, it's not really a picture of him pouring. Over here, you see there's two holes here on the Mizbeach. One you pour the wine, and the other you pour the water. But that was done special for Sukkot. Do we learn from Nisach HaMayim? We're talking about rain. We're talking about water. Milulav gomelah, Nisach HaMayim gomelah. Milulav gomelah, malulav b'yoyim. So if you're talking about a little of what it's saying in the pasuk, so it has to be taken, you shake a lulav during the day. By the way, very interesting that last night and a few days, there are people that actually come to the shir. Here's somebody who just walked in, Hillel Abramson, comes to the shir ready for since Shavuos, says like 3 years. Came over to me last night. I hope I'm okay, yeah? Says, you should know. Rosh Hashanah was the first Masech that ever made a Siman. Who does it for 3 years? Because people miss a daf here, miss a daf there. And Rosh Hashanah is the one that he took and he went. It's unbelievable. A bunch of people told me this. They're learning for a long time. But to make a Siman, that's a special thing. And he stuck to it. For 3 years, he comes all the time. Zog to Gemara. So it says by Lulav that's during the day. So maybe we start Mashiv Ruach during the daytime, not the night before. Or perhaps we learn Mashiv Ruach from the Nisach HaMayim, the pouring the water on the Mizbeach. Because the Nisach HaMayim used to fill the Kli for water, they would fill it at night. They could. When you bring a carbon, so you bring the carbon during the day, obviously. But the nesachim, the wine, the whatever comes, the nesachim, the mincha that comes with it, that you can push off even to the night. So maybe when you say mashav ruach, it should be from the night. Tashma the Omar Rebbe Avo leilonda Rebbe Eliezer em lulav. Rebbe Eliezer learned it from lulav. Ikedamri Rebbe Avo gemar gomer lo. Some say he had a tradition. It wasn't a tradition. He heard a braisa. Mahi, which braisa? The sanya. It says mefurish in the braisa. When do you start saying mashav ruach? When you bring the lulav, not the night, and not the end of Sukkot, the day that we start bringing lulav. Nope. You start saying mashav ruach when you put down the lulav. In other words, when do you put down the lulav? The final day of Sukkot, the 7th day of Sukkot. So you start saying it the following day on Shmini Atzeres. Since these, the lulav, the esrig, Hadassim, Aravis are here to find favor by Kadosh Baruch Hu on the water that He gave us, that we could have these four minim. Ukshem shar ba minim alolu yevsha bahem b'loy mayim. We need water. You literally think about it. How lucky we are to have water. Without water, we wouldn't exist. We are water, right? I don't know. 97. What's the 70%? That's it. I used to think it's more. Punavish, they said 90%. You guys don't know what you're talking about. Scientist. Yeah. But how can you ask for water on the first day of Sukkot? You're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chase us out of the Sukkot. It doesn't make any sense. I didn't say you should ask. I said you should mention, you should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Boys, I have a question for you. We say Shemoneh Esrei 3 times a day. In the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, how many times do we say Mechaye HaMeisim? How many? Right in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, how many times do we mention Tchias HaMeisim? How many? Three. Look at this. Check it out. When you say Shemoneh Esrei today, in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, 6 times, we say Mechayim Meisim, Mechayim Meisim, Umechayim Memunosoi Lishenei Offers, Tchisa Meisim, Umechayim, Lahachyos Meisim, Baruch Adah Hashem Mechayim Meisim. 6 times. 6 times 3? Chai. We want to be alive. We want to live forever. Tchisa Meisim. But Tchias HaMeisim is a very specific time. It's going to happen when Mashiach comes. But yet, we mention it every day. So too, if you could say Mechaye HaMeisim 6 times every Shemoneh Esrei, so you could talk about that Hashem gives us rain. Maybe not today, but next month or 6 months from now. So he paskins Rebbe Eliezer. You could say Mashiv or Ruach or Moed or Agoshim every single day, 365, if you feel like it. That's what he says. Rabbi Oimer, Rabbi, no, he argues. Oimer ani, Misha shemafsik l'sheilo. The day that you stop saying v'sein talu matal levrocha on Pesach, kach mafsik l'askara, you stop saying mashav ruach marigosh. You should not say mashav ruach marigosh. Rabbi Devin said, Oimer, basheni b'chog hu masker. The second day, not the first day of Sukkot, the second day of Sukkot. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, bashishi b'chog hu masker. The sixth day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yudim Shumim Yishua Oimer, hoiver lefnei atevi b'yom tevi v'achroin shel chag. If you're the chazan, the final day in Shmini Esrei, ha'achru maskir, harishon eli maskir, the one davening musaf, he's the one that says mashav ruach, not shachris. You enter rishon shel Pesach, and we had this already, just repeating, the first day of Pesach, when you're finishing off mashav ruach, you're stopping, harishon maskir, the first person davening for the amen, the shachris, continues saying mashav ruach, ha'achru eli maskir, again, because, not again, maybe I didn't mention, but, you know, you have to clap on the bima. You have to, before you start saying mashav, you have to gab it, different reasons. You can't do that in shacharis as much as you can do it during musaf. So in Mela, it's halach in a musaf. Says the Gemara, we started a little late today, so we'll just go a few minutes. We never do this. So usually we're very, very punctual. Shapik Amalei Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua. He says it's great to say it every day. Why not? He's saying a good svara. Give Hashem shvach. What's wrong with praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Mashiach could come any second. We don't know. It could be any second. It's not good for rain every day. Only specific times of the year. Here in Eretz Yisrael, that is. Right? In America, if it rains, they scream, rain, rain, go away. There's a hole over here. When it rains, whoa. Everybody's jumping with joy, but only certain times of the year. Simin klolein. Shenem aloik tzir chitim ayoyim. Here's the pasuk that Shmuel said, he was upset at Klai Yisrael, and he said, it's going to rain on you. Ki ra'aschem rabo. Ekrel Hashem, v'itin koyle su matar. It's going to rain. Why? Ki ra'aschem rabo. I'm going to give you rain because you're bad. In other words, rain is bad sometimes. So why would I mention it in days that it's a bad thing, that it's a klala? Rabbi Yudim and Sarah Oimer, Bashani Bechago Maskir, my time of the Rabbi Yudim, just going to do two more lines here. This sign, Rabbi Yudim and Sarah Oimer. Now, we know this pasuk, we say it on Sukkot over and over and over. Milvadi lasa tobedim chasa viniska. But there are three slight variations to this pasuk. When? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you when. And it's important to know when, because the variations spell a word. And the word is mayim. Nemar b'sheni v'niskehem. Instead of saying v'niska, it says v'niskehem. So you got to extra mem. V'nemar b'shishi, and this is carbon tamid. It says the sixth day unisocheh ha yud. V'nemar b'shvi, it says by musaf k'mishpatam. Again, we have an extra mem. So we have mem harei mem yud mem harei kamayim mikan remez l'nisach hamayim min ha-Torah. This is a hint. A remez to Nisach HaMayim in the Torah. So why do you say the second day? Maybe it should be the seventh day? Here, the seventh day it says Miskiya. The Chirimizi lo v'kro b'sheni with the Remizi. Hilkoch b'sheni at Kirinon says the remez in the second day. Memela, we do it in the second day. That's where it starts off. Rabboisai, have a wonderful day. This should be the first for many of you starting today. The first of many, many dafim. And we should be Messiah and Shas together. Have a great day.